CBS unveiled its new fall lineup today. It includes a spin-off of its popular show, CSI, Crime Scene Investigations, and five new dramas aimed at attracting younger viewers. NBC, ABC, and the WB Network have already announced their fall schedules. The Fox Network is expected to release theirs tomorrow. It's all part of the so-called upfront, the week in which the networks sell advertising time in advance of the fall season. One of the biggest challenges for networks is to schedule and counter-schedule their programs to attract the biggest audience. Here to talk to us about it is Ted Harbert, president of NBC Studios. He joins us from his office in Burbank, California. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Harbert.
My pleasure. Good evening.
Obviously, you're involved in NBC scheduling, but you also did ABC scheduling for 20 years. How do you figure out where to place your programs to maximize their audience and the advertising dollars you take in?
The first thing you have to do is look at all your pilots and figure out which ones are good and which ones stink.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come up with a short list of shows that you want to put on the air. Then you also have to look at your schedule and see where do you have holes. What did you do well in the past season and what failed? Every network has a different set of holes. NBC has the least number of problems, and I would say ABC, along with Fox, has the most number of problems. So NBC this season had the luxury of just choosing their very best shows and putting only five new shows on, whereas other networks might put on seven or eight new shows, which makes it both the odds of failure are higher, and secondly, it makes it much more difficult for your promotion department to launch that many new shows.
But then you also have to figure out what the other networks are doing, right? Because you've got a counter schedule.
You do have to counter schedule to some degree, but the truth is that some of that has changed in the last decade. With so many remote controls in people's hands and so many channels, what you basically have to rely on is that people are going to watch the shows they want to watch. Now, counter programming works, and a very good example of that in these schedules just announced is ABC putting The Bachelor up against West Wing. West Wing happens to deliver the smartest, most upscale audience in all of television, so I think ABC realized that and looked at it and said, okay, who's available? Not to take any shots at The Bachelor because they did a nice job with it, but I guess the people available for that are that audience that wants to watch women in low-cut dresses throw themselves at this nice guy.
Any other brilliant moves or maybe gambles or even awful mistakes that you see in scheduling this year?
I wouldn't want to speculate on awful mistakes until I see all the programs. But I think it's NBC's taking a real gamble, but I think it's a good calculated one, with taking the show that aired at Tuesday at 9:30 last season, Scrubs, and putting it off on after Friends in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now by putting on a show that we know people like and the critics like, hopefully we'll have a chance just to put a show in there and let it grow, and 'cause next season very well may be the last season of Friends, and so we need a very good show, which Scrubs is, to hopefully be the heir apparent.
How about if you're another network? You've got that half hour, and Friends is on one side, and ER is on the other, right? What do you do? Do you just throw that away because you know that NBC's got that locked up? The audience is going to be there?
No, you know what? You do what CBS did. And, you know, I had to face this for so many years at ABC where by the time it got to Thursday night to make that upfront speech, you wanted someone else to talk about what you were putting on against Friends and ER. But CBS just kept on driving at it year after year, and they came up with Survivor and CSI,
mm-hmm.
which have done very, very well and established them as a very strong competitor on that night. Strangely, the Friends numbers were up this year, and NBC continued to do very well, but what that proved is that if you put on good shows, you will add to the amount of audience watching on the night. So it's just not NBC has everybody. NBC basically kept who they had, but CBS added a whole new audience to viewing on that night.
Thanks very much, Mr. Harbert.
My pleasure.
Ted Harbert is president of NBC Studios. He joined us from his office in Burbank, California, to talk about the new fall TV schedules being unveiled this week.